I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Four.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. Every Monday, I start you out each week with a little bit of information on how to help yourself and your family and the relationships around you. We subtitle Chico Now's Monday show as Helping People. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I'm like, am I forgetting anything? There's this long spiel. Today, we have my friend Rochelle on. She was on the last couple of weeks, and I asked her to come back to do a six-week series because she is doing this personal challenge on being brave for the year of 2017. And the more we chat about it, the more topics that there are around that being brave. We could probably do an entire year of this topic, to be honest, because every time we start talking about bravery and being scared and personality traits, we just keep coming up with all of these other subtopics that are so applicable to this radio show and the whole spirit behind it. Anyways, a little bit about what's happened for me this week. Let's see. I always try to give you guys a little bit of snippet. My teenager is a senior in high school this year, and so it's his last year of sports. And on Thursday last week, they had senior night. So we went to the wrestling duel against Red Bluff, and then in between the JV and the varsity wrestling, they honored the parents, and I got to walk out with him and get my little flower, and that was really sweet. And we got some pictures of him holding his brother, and it was just pretty cute. I did not grow up in sports, and my guy didn't start sports until junior high. He did track and field, and they don't really do stuff like that in junior high with flowers for the parents, or at least not at his school. So the fact that he did 4 years of a sport in high school, and he's so proud of himself, and I'm so proud of him, and he was just so handsome walking out there all with great posture and being silly, and I don't know. It was really cool. It was a cool experience for me as much as it was for him. And the fact that it was cool for him kind of magnified the coolness for me because I got to see how happy my son was. So, and when we talk about bravery, I actually want to point out his freshman year, he wasn't sure if he wanted to do this. He decided to go to wrestling because we were new to town and there was kids in his PE class who were on the wrestling team and they seemed nice. And he thought that would be a way to make some friends because these kids seem nice and he'd be able to hang out with them outside of PE. And he told me, I will go to 3 practices. And if I don't like it after the 3rd practice, I won't go anymore. But if I do, I will. And after the 2nd practice, he says, I don't like this, Mom. This is really violent. I said, okay, well, you don't have to do it. Nope. I said I would go to 3. I'm going to go to the 3rd one tomorrow and I'm going to try it and give it a shot. And now he's been doing it for 4 years. And he told me when we were in the tunnel waiting to go out for the flower thing, I said, aren't you glad you went to that 3rd one? He's like, I still wanted to quit after that 3rd one, Mom, but I still didn't have any friends. And so I stick with it because of that. That was just my little heart. I was like, oh. So the power of how do your kids find friends? I need to remember that for some of my clients, because how do your friends find the good kids who make good choices and the bad kids who, well, are not bad kids. They just make bad choices. What kids do you want your children to hang out with? They're going to engage in behaviors just to have the friends. Thankfully, my kiddo chose wrestling. He has awesome Christian coaches there too. So, all right. Thank you, Keith Rollins and Jared Matthews, for being such great coaches and keeping the kids on the straight and narrow. Okay, that was a long spiel. I'd like to introduce Rochelle DeNicache. She is doing a year of living bravely. She's blogging about it. She has a Facebook page, and she's here to talk to us about, each week we're going to talk about another topic regarding cultivating bravery in your life. So, Rochelle, go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners. Just give them a little information about who you are and why you've chose to live bravely this year.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Rochelle DeNicache, and I've chosen to live bravely because there was things, fear mostly, getting in the way of my life and the goals that I wanted and the dreams that I had. And so this year challenge of doing something brave every day is my way of getting past that fear and discovering what and who I want to be.
All right. So what and who do you want to be?
I'm still discovering it now. You know, already I'm, you know, wife, mother, writer, friend, you know, all these things.
Office manager.
Yes. Newly acquired role. Yeah. And I don't know. We're going to discover those things this year, the more of, you know, without fear holding me back.
So are there any specific character traits that you're looking to embody, or are you just going to see what happens when you behave more bravely?
Just going to see what happens. Some of the things I'll talk about after the break. Or, you know, the fear that was holding me back.
Ooh. All right, guys. What fear's been holding you back? What's the one fear? Think about it. Stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson and my guest, Rochelle DeNicache. And I want to remind you that while this show is a show about psychotherapy-based topics, it is not a substitute for psychotherapy. So it is an information-providing show. If anything that we talk about is triggering for you or something you want to go explore deeper within yourself, I would like to suggest you find someone in your area that's qualified to work on that topic with you. You can find a marriage and family therapist, clinical social worker, clinical psychologist. I like to go on psychologytoday.com to find people because they have a really wide list. And as a therapist, we can talk about who we are and what our goals are and the populations that we work with. So just a little info. All right. So when we left, you were meeting Rochelle. And she was telling you a little bit about who she was as a person and some of her goals. And I asked her to tell us a little bit about what character traits she hoped to embody. But, you know, I think that I would like to talk to her more about what we were kind of brainstorming, which is how the word no can serve as a healthy boundary, but it can also kind of serve as a prison. And once we realize how are we using the word no and how do we feel about it, we can sort of identify and weed out when we use it as a prison guard and when we use it as a healthy boundary. So let's go ahead and just go with that instead of finding out what her goals were. We'll talk about her goals later.
Well, really, it's that was one of the goals, I think, because I didn't really have a clear path for where I wanted this to go. But within the first couple days, that automatic no response was, I became really, really aware of it, mm-hmm. and how much the automatic no held me back and prevented me from, you know, mm-hmm. being brave.
Mm-hmm. I bet your first response was the automatic no to come on the radio show.
It was. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. When you asked me, I like had this literal panic response in my body, just, and just like, no, like just this no welling mm-hmm. up.
So what did you do to overcome that in order to put on that bravery to come here? What was the process that you went through?
Well, I honestly don't think I would have done it if I wasn't doing this year of bravery, because mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have realized that the automatic no was the fear holding me back from being brave.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for the brave year, I probably wouldn't be here right now. So as soon as I felt it, I automatically knew, like, okay, automatic no means I need to really look at this thing and ask the question, why am I having this no response?
So self-evaluate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just, you know, I think before I would have the automatic no response and just, you know, okay, no. And then that's the answer, and just go about life and not even think about, oh, this could have been a really great opportunity for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you think that a lot of people will just respond immediately to that somatic response to the offer? So there is an opportunity in front of them. They have a somatic response, which that means your body is responding. So you get butterflies or short of breath or
panicky.
A headache or, yeah, just kind of like this, like, like almost some people feel almost like they've been smacked.
Mm-hmm.
Like a, what? You would
cold
want what?
Sweat.
Uh-huh. No, no, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So the response is what? I'm not committing to that. And then they just move forward with their life, and it doesn't occur to them to stop and think about, why did I just say no to that?
Right.
What's going on for me for that?
Right. Because it's just automatic, and then you mm-hmm. move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've already made that decision with a no.
Mm-hmm.
So part of this year has been, or this month really, that I've been doing the acts of bravery has been, oh, okay, my no response. And why am I saying no? Because it could be a good no, but most of the time it's a no preventing me from being brave.
Right. From embracing opportunities as they're presented.
Right.
Rather than in a healthy way, laying down a boundary that keeps you safe.
Exactly.
All right, guys, I want you to think about a time when there was an opportunity in front of you and you said no because you just didn't think it was something you could do or you would be comfortable doing. And what did you regret it later? Did you regret that no?
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
I don't think I knew.
Welcome back. You got us. I hit the microphone button. We were having a conversation while you were in the commercial. I can't stop talking just because it's a commercial break. Come on. That's like asking me to stop breathing. That's why I'm a therapist. I talk all day for a living. Actually, I listen more than I talk. I didn't see that coming when I went into that field. Good thing I do this as a side gig. It is talk and talk.
Get out all the words.
All of the words. So we were talking about no being both a prison and a healthy boundary. And I asked you guys to think about when was a time in your life where you had an opportunity and your immediate response was, no, I can't do that. I could never do that. And then later you kind of regretted it. So maybe friends went skydiving and you said, oh, heck no, I'm not doing that. And they came back and everyone had such a great time. And you think, oh, I wish I would have at least gone on that trip. I mean, I didn't need to skydive. Mm-hmm. I could have watched everybody. I could have gone on the trip. There are so many other fun adventures that they had that I would have been willing to do. So your automatic no made you miss an entire weekend of fun because there was one item in that weekend that scared you. And maybe also your no was you were scared that by the time you got to there, you'd be brave and you might do the skydiving. Maybe I would actually follow through with that. And I don't even want to entertain the idea of doing that. So not me. I've skydived. I liked
it. No, that would be me. That would be my no.
Your no would be to skip the whole trip because you didn't want to do the skydiving?
Well, probably not anymore. But yeah.
Well, not this year.
But... not this year. But I might still say no to no. I would definitely still say no to skydiving.
Oh, let me tell you.
No.
It wasn't my plan. It was my other friend. She wanted to go skydiving for my birthday, and I had a hard time with the word no. I was on the opposite end. I was a yes man. And so I was thinking, well, the trip will be fun, and I don't have to commit until I give them the money, and maybe I won't, but I'll do the trip. You know, we'll plan it because other people want to go skydiving. Actually, no one wanted to skydive, and everyone else had healthier boundaries, and we were the only two who skydived. But it was so fun, and I was glad I did it.
Are you glad you did it?
I still watch the video periodically.
Oh, there's a video?
There is a video. It's an extra $100, and someone will parachute next to you with a camera, like a helmet and a camera on the helmet.
Yeah.
And they will face you the whole time to record you skydiving.
Wow.
I know. It was really fun. Anyways, thank goodness I didn't have healthy boundaries back then. Because I had a really fun time that time. That's a time when having unhealthy boundaries was helpful.
Out.
Yeah, yes. It worked out that time. So, all right. During that whole spiel, did any of you guys think about when you had said no and you regretted it later? Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit. In the future, when something is presented to you, what do you think, what has been working for you, Rochelle? You've been, you stop what you're doing and you think about your response and you think about, is this something that will benefit me? What is your thought process for people in the future so that they can just maybe take a baby step into being a little bit more brave or understanding what how their no is holding them back?
Right. So yeah, you know, you have the automatic no response, you have, you know, the body response, the physical response, and then you just go straight into thinking, okay, why am I saying no? Why does everything in me, or maybe just a small part of me, because there are those times too where it's just a little small response, just telling you no, and just give it a minute and just really think about it and be honest with yourself. And it's amazing what comes up.
Because sometimes it's healthy. Sometimes your no response is, you know, your limbic system saying, danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Right.
And so you want to honor that one.
Right. Like, you know, you're taking a shortcut down an alley in the middle of the night to your car. I mean, and you have the automatic no response. I mean, that might be a good thing, right?
Right. You want to honor that one.
You want to honor that one. But, you know, like with this radio show, the automatic no was just, okay, I hate my recorded voice. Who wants to hear anything I have to say? And, you know, it just kept snowballing from there. And so with those types of thoughts, I realized, okay, no, this is really something I need to do because it'll overcome all of those, I guess, untruths about me.
So it's like you have this automatic negative script. It's almost like the old fashioned, one of those tape recorders when you aren't home. Answering machines. It's like an answering machine, but an answering machine of negativity, an answering machine of you can't do this.
Yeah.
And so you need to re-record over that answering machine.
You do.
And the only way to do it is by challenging it and following it through.
Yes. And so actually doing that thing that you're scared of.
What's your new answering machine message when in this situation?
Yes, I'll do it. And then I think about, okay, what, you know, what are those things that were holding me back? And I go into it wanting to overcome them.
I bet your new answering machine message also includes, hey, last time it worked out.